Hello and welcome. Welcome to one of the most wonderful places on earth. And I don't just mean GABF. I mean the Food and Beer Pavilion when we're serving chocolate. Doesn't get any better than that. Today we have two wonderful speakers who are going to be telling you about all of the wonderful pairings between beer and chocolate. We have Jeff Mendel of Left Hand Brewing Company. And we have Sarah Amarese of Peace, Love, and Chocolate in Boulder, Colorado. When you go do your Boulder Brewery Tour and you need a snack, Peace, Love, and Chocolate might be a good stop along the way. Without further ado, I'll pass it along to them.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to our Beer and Chocolate extravaganza. My name is Jeff Mendel. I'm a partner at Left Hand Brewing Company and an ambassador for the brewery. And my partner in this event is Sarah Amarese, the chocolatier and owner of Peace, Love, and Chocolate.
Sarah? Boulder, Colorado. Thank you. Okay. We bring you here tonight to this incredible pairing that always should have been, but we're bringing it to the forefront tonight. It is definitely highlighted by chocolate. There's a few little subtle things in here, and beer. I want to start with a couple of things. First off, I'm not sure all the plates are out yet. You're going to be handed a little bag of truffles. You'll notice there's a left hand and an Avery truffle. And on the back of that card is a QR code that will take you to what this pairing is, what we're doing tonight. So you can look at that the next week and reminisce if you like, if you really enjoyed it. The other thing I want to mention, but you're not allowed to do anything about it, there is one plate out there. Don't lift it. Don't spill your desserts. There's one plate out there, and on the bottom of that is my business card, and it's good for a $50 gift certificate at Peace, Love, and Chocolate in Boulder. But you got to come up to the store. So don't look. No peeking. No peeking. Shame on you. You got it? All right. Good.
So Sarah and I have been working with beer and chocolate pairings for about 3 years now, and you know, I hesitate to call myself an expert because I haven't really studied any of this. I've just opened myself up to the experience, but we've really found out some amazing things as we've worked together to create the pairings that we have this evening. You know, when I first walked into Sarah's shop to work with her on this, I knew I liked chocolate a lot, but I didn't really know a lot about chocolate. And I sat down with Sarah, and she didn't know much about beer, so we had to spend some time teaching each other about our foods. I just want you to know that the hard work that goes into arriving at this point,
it's tough.
Right?
It's really tough.
We tasted a lot of pairings that didn't quite work to get to the ones that did. I just want you to know that, okay? So do you want to talk a little bit about the process that we go through in arriving at the pairings?
Yes, this actually started very simply. I think Jeff showed up to my shop one day. We took over the whole front end. He brought, I can't remember, maybe 12, 15 different beers. I brought out a bunch of chocolate chips, white chocolate, milk chocolate, different degrees of dark chocolate. And we started there. And there were a lot of, like he said, mismatches that didn't go well at all. And that's one thing we wanted to talk about, was basically synergy, complementary. Oh, we're still getting plates over there. They're holding their hands up. And there were certain things and then we started to elaborate. So that was the first meeting. The second meeting, as we went on, we started to talk about, you know, there's not enough here with just the chocolate. We need to kind of add to that sensory experience. Maybe throw in a little caramel sauce or maybe a white chocolate mousse. Because one thing I pride myself on, and Jeff does as well, is we're harbingers of the sensory of taste. So when you taste something, it's not just about salty, sweet, sour. It's about creamy. It's about carbonation. It's about spicy. It's about all these things going on that activate all those crazy nerves in your head that's involved in tasting something. So as we went, we started to create. We actually went over to the cake case, and I pulled out different things. We started slicing tarts. We started slicing cakes. And that seemed to work. It's like, wow, okay, that's kind of crazy. And as these classes started to evolve, we found, I Jeff would talk about beers that would have certain flavor notes to it. And can I drop a few names? Is that okay? Like Avery White Rascal. It's brewed with coriander. So I thought, my goodness, why don't I throw a little toasted coriander in that chocolate sauce to go with that chocolate crust? And that's when magic really began to happen. So every time we do one of these, they're all Colorado beers. They're all desserts that are finely tuned to these particular beers. And I don't know, we think it's magic. What do you think?
What was the last thing you said?
Most definitely magic. Most definitely magic. Does everybody have their plates yet? Everybody's got it. Okay, so we can dive into the first pairing. Just a note, when we're doing these pairings, we try to go from lightest in body, lightest in texture, least flavor intensity to the heaviest and most intense flavor.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges that we had in pairing beers with chocolate was actually finding chocolate pairings, dessert pairings that we could match up with lighter bodied beers. Mm-hmm. It's really tough because chocolate, real chocolate like Sarah makes, has big cocoa butter, fatty content. It's very rich. And so it's hard for a lighter, milder beer to stand up to the fat content that's in the chocolate. So this first pairing was quite a challenge because the beer that we're using is the Dry Dock Hefeweizen. So a nice, light, refreshing Weiss beer.
Okay, notice the number one on your plates. That is the chocolate salted caramel pumpkin cream pie. And so one thing we found with this Hefeweizen, it really melds well with white chocolate and warm spices like nutmeg and cinnamon. And what pairs well with that, of course, is pumpkin. And it's fall, so we're ready for pumpkin.
So our suggestion would be, because of the richness of the desserts, taste a little beer first, get the beer on your tongue, then taste the dessert, and then wash it down with some more beer.
Yeah.
Okay? So this first pairing, we got a Hefeweizen, which is primarily banana, clove, nutmeg flavors.
Yeah.
And so all I had to do was mention to Sarah, well, this beer's got flavors of banana, clove, and nutmeg, and she was able to isolate one or two of those flavors and say, I'll figure that one out real fast.
Ah, yes, okay, the dessert. Well, what you're looking at, first off, on the bottom of the plate is caramel sauce. And I know you want to do it. You just want to slather your body with it, but kind of restrain yourselves. And on top of that is a dark chocolate crust. We line that with chocolate. It kind of protects the crust, keeps the crispness of it. And inside that is a pumpkin mousse, white chocolate pumpkin mousse, that's topped with a salted caramel whipped cream. The element of crunch in that is the crust, and then the little dark chocolate pearls. Notice it's got a little crunch to it. And then, of course, a little extra drizzle of caramel sauce. Does that work? Cheers. Before we go any further, I would like to take all the credit for this, but I'm not. See these two ladies standing over there? See that bright pink tie-dyed coat? That's my kitchen manager, Chef Jenny Featherston. Next to her is our confections manager, Chef Dana Estes. They work magic in my kitchen, let me tell ya. Woohoo!
So was that first pairing a winner?
No?
Pretty amazing that Sarah was able to create something that was both had great depth of flavor, but really light in texture. Pretty amazing.
Thank you, Jeff.
So our next pairing is, I would call it a pretty classic pairing. It's our left-hand milk stout with, I believe it's a milk stout cream puff?
Well, we could say profiterole, but let's face it, it's a cream puff.
So the milk stout is kind of a no-brainer when it comes to pairing with chocolate. The mocha character of the milk stout is a great match with chocolate, plus the powdered lactose that we use to give it the creaminess also matches well with chocolate. So really with this beer, Sarah can go anywhere and come out smelling like good chocolate.
We actually have a cake that we develop that is, it's the milk stout chocolate cake. It's in our case every day of the week. This beer is just magic with chocolate. So what you have is a pâte à choux pastry, a cream puff, nice and crispy. It is pumped full of milk stout mousse. So it's a dark chocolate mousse that has a milk stout reduction. We reduce it down so that we really concentrate the stout flavors and fold that into the mousse. And then it's dipped in a dark chocolate eclair glaze. The little motif you see next to it is a technique. It's done actually with colored cocoa butter. It pays homage to this amazing beer, of course. So please enjoy that.
That one kind of melts right away, doesn't it?
We liking that? Yeah? More? Good.
How does that one score on the scale? Good?
Two thumbs up.
Very good.
Yes, three thumbs up. How'd you do that?
So what you've seen so far is we've done two pairings, and neither of these beers are very big and rich. They're fairly mild beers that Sarah was able to create desserts to match wonderfully. The next beer that we try is a big one. And might surprise you that it would go well with chocolate. The third beer on our pairing is the Avery Hog Heaven Barley Wine. Now, this is a huge beer. It's about 10% alcohol. It's got, let's see, hang on a second. Got 104 IBUs, as it says on the label. So this is a very big, bitter, alcoholic beer. However, the barley wine style is also known for having a nice, mellow, caramel malt character. And this beer, despite being so big and alcoholic and hoppy, you can still pick up that caramel character coming through. And that's what we decided would be the flavor character that we want Sarah to match with her treat. So what did you do?
So this is the dark chocolate pecan tart. So think of your mom's favorite pecan pie and add loads of chocolate to that, rich butter, rich cream, and of course nuts. Nuts have an incredible fatty mouthfeel that can really stand up to this beer and complement it well. I do want to mention that I was asked if we should provide you guys with forks. No, part of this sensory adventure we're taking is eating with your fingers, so I think that's important. Go ahead, lick your fingers. Don't be ashamed. Wear a blank pride. There. So
what we're pairing with the Hog Heaven is a pecan tart, and you'll notice the caramel, salty and caramel notes of the pecan tart fit really well with the malt character of the beer.
I think the salt's important. Salt is really important for this one.
And on top of that, some of the more dark chocolate characters in the treat really kind of almost deaden the hop character. So it really, tends to highlight the caramel character, which really then pairs nicely with the salt and the sweet of the treat. You want to talk a little bit more about what you concocted here? What is this?
What is this? Well, I sort of mentioned, you got the kind of caramel nature and the butter that creates pretty much kind of a custard on the bottom of it, and the nuts float to the top, and they kind of roast in the oven. You drizzle that with chocolate. Am I getting there? Yeah?
What was it?
And then on top, the garnish, you can see. Nice roasted pecan dipped in chocolate. Pretty simple. How was that one? What do you think about that one?
That one works
nice.
Pretty darn well, doesn't it?
Pretty good.
Now, what makes this pairing pretty neat is that we've really struggled pairing hoppy beers,
yeah,
bitter beers with chocolate. But this one, because, again, that has that outstanding malt character, we're able to make it work. So this is a great one for the holidays, the beer and the treat. They're coming up. Think about that.
Yeah, great holiday. Actually, all of these are good holiday desserts.
Are there any questions out here about what we do, what we've done, or how we've done it? More.
Okay, you see that little little QR code on back? We'll get you hooked up. Yes, we got questions down here.
So when you were doing your experimentation with these pairings, did you find any that just didn't work?
Yeah, yes, some did not work. Again, finding something to pair with IPA was hard. And just about everything we tried didn't work until we tried a coconut cream pie. And something about the coconut worked well with the hop character of the IPA. But in general...
A little bit of banana, too.
In general, we found it hard to pair sweet with bitter. That's the challenge.
That was just awesome. Do you have those three specific treats available at your shop in Boulder?
Do we have some of them? We do. The pecan tart every day of the week. Let's see, the salted caramel pumpkin cream pie, that's a seasonal thing. We have it now basically through December. The cream puff, we have those off and on. The milk stout cream puff is a special order, but you know, you give us a call, we can turn it around pretty quickly. So, yeah.
You know, Sarah's able to create seasonal treats in an instant. The beers that we chose for this evening are available year-round in the marketplace, but one of the more fun things we do is work with seasonal beers. So pumpkin beers, coffee beers.
Talk about your Juju Ginger. You know.
And our Juju Ginger is another great light beer, or maybe I should say mild beer, light-bodied beer that she could pair with. She creates a great honey lemon tart with white chocolate ganache. It's pretty darn sick.
I like to brew beers with a lot of hops, but a little bitterness. Do you have any recommendations for making desserts with high hops, but low bitterness?
Didn't quite hear that one very well.
Recommendations for making beers with high hops, but low bitterness.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. That's a good one for me to start working on, because we tend to go where it's easy, right? Rich, porter, coffee, stout, but that's a good one. High hoppiness, low bitterness. I'll look into that.
You might have gone over this, but what are some general tips that you might have as far as what type of beers go with what types of chocolate treats?
You know, that's...
Dark chocolate,
I think with darker beers, porters, stouts, coffee-accented beers.
Espresso, truffles.
So, dark chocolate, caramel is a good one. When you're looking at lighter-bodied beers, look at the treat that she created with the pumpkin. You're probably looking at more mousses and ganaches, things that I'm guessing you whip up pretty good to make light in body, light in texture. As far as flavor matching, you know, that's more personal, matching flavor to flavor. But it's important also to take the texture into consideration.
Well, if there are no other questions, let me be the first to say thanks to Sarah and Jeff. I think this is an amazing pairing. So thanks so much, guys.